All right, many, if not all, of us find it difficult to go without the trusty fans and also air conditioners that keep us well taken care of in the constant Malaysian heat. However, that also means that each month we're not stranger to receiving frightfully high electricity bills, especially since we also use many other personal electronics and household appliances that contribute to our overall power usage. What's the secret to, you know, overcoming this? Jeffrey Chong, an IT expert with more than 20 years of experience in the smart and high technology industries, believes that the answer lies in your windows, doors and also maybe even exterior walls. Joining us this morning, Jeffrey himself. Jeffrey, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Jeffrey, first of all, if you could share with us the technology currently about the smart glass, I would say, in terms of adopting it in Malaysia, where are we right now?
All right. Smart glass right now in Malaysia is considering it as an emerging product and is at an emerging industry. And the adoption of the smart glass actually is demanding, is very high. And the pain point is Malaysia doesn't have any of the solution provider and producer to produce this technology and distribute to the market. That is why we are here. So this smart glass is adoption not only in Malaysia, and actually it's a South Asia as well. So the demanding has been increasing and increasing every year.
So how can the residential and commercial buildings can benefit from adopting smart glass technology? And also, what is the rate of our awareness of this technology?
Yeah, the technology of this glass is not a conventional glass. This is actually features a lot of technology. It is having the UV protection and IR protection. UV protection is 99.9%, and this is indirectly and helping the energy efficiency, reducing the heat, and reduce the generated of the CO2 emission. So as everybody know right now, the global warming and the glass is become one of the important parts to have the to reduce the CO2 emission. This is our adoption and technology in Malaysia right now.
And Jeffrey, what is Chiefway's offerings and in-house technology are making, you know, smart glass more accessible to Malaysians?
Yeah. In Chiefway Malaysia right now, we are continually non-stop in the research and development to invent and to produce more common products and more affordable, from the premium products and the premium price to be more common products to adopt and apply to everyone, not only in the commercial market and as well as the residential market. So it is very... We would like to solve a pinpoint to those customers who would like to have this product, but it's relatively expensive for the past 10 years. And we are here to be the manufacturer here. We are going to make it more affordable and apply to everyone.
So on a bigger outlook, how can local smart glass factories like Chiefway, for example, can help strengthen Malaysia's presence in this niche sector?
Mm. Yes. As I what I said, this is the niche market for the past 10 years, and we'd like to make it niche to become the common product. And this common product and apply to and benefit to everyone, not only in the facade building, to reduce the CO2 emission, to provide those technology to the residential area, to reduce the CO2 emission and reducing the heat, and without applying any of the accessory in your fitting, in your interior design, and to be more tidy environment of the interior design with the kind of this technology. This is what we are here right now.
Jeffrey, we just realized that we do have smart glass in our studio. How arrogant of me to not realize that. Jeffrey, what's your future plans for you know, to expand your company and also your business and also you know, give your point of view for the future of the industry? Where do you see the industry, you know, will be in the next 5 years or 10 years?
Yes, as the demand is going to be increased and increased every year right now, it is not only in Malaysia as well. And surprisingly, in the Southeast Asia, there are many inquiries coming in to Malaysia to ask for this smart glass technology. And we are going to expand the business, not only in Malaysia. We are going to distribute out, and maybe we are going to set up another production plant in Southeast Asia, for example, Thailand, Indonesia, Vietnam. As everybody knows now, is the RCEP. RCEP is very good kind of alliance for Malaysia to going out another world of the country and to help Malaysia to grow the GDP for exporting instead of importing goods.
Do you feel the heat right now as we talk about, you know, the disruption of supply chain in a lot of industries currently that led to a lot of companies, you know, cannot produce more and cannot meet their expectation and target of sales and all that? Do you feel the heat?
Yes, definitely, definitely. This is not the major problem for us. As long as we have the technology on hand, we have our own IP on hand, we can produce as good as best quality and exporting to the market.
Jeffrey Chong, thank you so much for joining us this morning. That is Jeffrey Chong, founder and also managing director of Chiefway, membincangkan tentang keadaan semasa ini. Teknologi yang cukup menarik saya kira adalah teknologi glass. Belakang kita sebenarnya ini, nah, tak perasan tapi lepas ni kita cuba tengok.
Betul.
Buka nanti minta tolong FM bukakan lebih semangat.
Alright, we move on to the next news. Is President Joe Biden on Wednesday called on Congress to suspend federal gasoline and diesel taxes for 3 months, an election year move meant to ease financial pressures that was greeted with doubts by many lawmakers. The Democratic president also called on states to suspend their own gas taxes or provide similar relief and deliver a public critique of the energy industry for prioritizing profits over production. Still, his announcement depends on the actions of lawmakers in Washington and in state houses across the country to actually bring relief to consumers. At issue is the 18.4 cents a gallon federal tax on gas and the 24.4 cents a gallon federal tax on diesel fuel. If the gas savings were fully passed along to consumers, people would save roughly 3.6% at the pump when prices are averaging about $5 a gallon nationwide. Biden's push faces uphill odds in Congress, which must act in order to suspend the tax, and where many lawmakers, including some in his own party, have expressed reservations. Even many economists view the idea of a gas tax holiday with skepticism. The president said the states are now in a strong position to be able to afford to take some of this action, giving thanks to the federal support from the 2021 COVID-19 relief bill. But there is also no guarantee that states will tap into their budget to suspend their taxes on gas or to deliver rebates to consumers. High gas prices pose a fundamental threat to Biden's electoral and policy ambitions. They've caused confidence in the economy to slump to lows that bode poorly for defending democratic control of the House and the Senate in November.
Germany is set to launch the second stage of its three-stage emergency gas plan in 5 to 10 days, 3 months after the first stage of early warning was triggered following an embargo on Russian gas. The second stage of the contingency gas plan came in motion following disruptions in the gas supply chain and high demand for natural gas, which led to a significant deterioration in the gas supply situation. Authorities say the market is capable of dealing with the worsening situation without adopting non-market measures. Germany's Ministry for Economic Affairs and Climate Action on March 30th announced the first stage of the gas emergency plan, saying that it's for precautionary purposes. Data showed that Germany, since Russia launched a special military operation in Ukraine in late February, has reduced its dependence on Russian gas from approximately 55% to 35%.
Next, update on the Chinese President Xi Jinping when delivering a keynote speech via video link at the opening ceremony of the BRICS Business Forum on Wednesday, encouraged businesses leader to contribute to open, innovative and shared development so as to energize BRICS cooperation. Xi said the BRICS mechanism is an important cooperation platform for emerging markets and developing countries. The business community is a dynamic force driving practical BRICS cooperation. Xi also said BRICS cooperation has now entered a new stage of high-quality development. He hoped businesses' leaders will be promoters of open, innovative and shared development, working with tenacity and a pioneering spirit, so as to add new impetus to BRICS cooperation. The forum being held in Beijing, both online and offline, on the sidelines of the 14th BRICS Summit, fully demonstrate the vitality and attractiveness of BRICS economy and trade cooperation. BRICS, an emerging market group that includes Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa, represent approximately 40% of the global population and accounts for about 25% of the global economy.
Chief U.S. negotiators said trade talks between the U.S. and China are in their final weeks, with Washington refusing to give up its right to impose tariffs on Beijing should it violate any deal. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer spoke while testifying at the Senate Finance Committee hearing on the future of the World Trade Organization, where questions were largely focused on U.S.-China trade talks. And Lighthizer said the two countries have come close to a consensus on ending China's currency manipulation and that the agreement will be enforceable as it stands right now. He told a Georgia senator that if a deal is reached with China, farmers in his state will be very happy, hinting that a potential deal will benefit the American agricultural sector. That sector has been hit particularly hard in the trade war after Beijing imposed a 25% tariff on U.S. soybean imports in retaliation for tariffs on Chinese goods. Lighthizer said ongoing negotiations are addressing structural issues including technology transfer, intellectual property and also state subsidies with precision. He said at the Senate committee that he was expected to speak to China's lead negotiator, Vice Premier Liu He, on Wednesday. Chinese media reported earlier that the two sides had talked on Tuesday. And he also said that the hearing, that it was unreasonable for countries such as China, India and South Korea to self-declare as developing nations. WTO Director General Gozi Okonjo-Iweala on Tuesday said China has made a substantial contribution to the outcomes of the just concluded World Trade Organization's WTO 12th Ministerial Conference, MC12. The MC12 concluded on June 17th. Representatives from the WTO's 164 members agreed on key issues such as the pandemic response, TRIPS, which is the trade-related aspects of intellectual property rights, waiver related to COVID-19, food security, World Food Programme, food purchases exemption, fishery subsidies, e-commerce, WTO reforms and its future work priorities. However, according to Okonjo-Iweala, this historic package's deals was not expected prior to the meeting, as many held that it was difficult for WTO members to manage their differences. China has played a constructive role in closing these deals, said Okonjo-Iweala. While expressing gratitude to China's efforts, she added that China played a very constructive role and she must thank that to Wang Wentao and Ambassador Li Chengli, and also for their contribution, the Chinese delegation. But she said in the issue of the TRIPS, which is a trade-related intellectual property system, waiver and the waiver of intellectual property for manufacturing and also vaccine people, know China has contributed a lot to the world. She said it's donated over 2.2 billion doses of vaccines to 120 countries, but China said it would opt out to not have access to these patents because it doesn't need it. And that really helped the agreement to move through faster. So this was a big contribution by China. Sekian negawani untuk jam ini. Saya Najib Arif.
Saya Nina Rozman.
Assalamualaikum. Assalamualaikum.